You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 100, Hot Pen Summer, 5 Habits to Stay Inspired and Writing All Summer Long. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Fearless Inc. podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration, strategy, and soul for your writing and creative life. You guys, 100 episodes. I cannot even say that without getting a little choked up because this right here almost didn't happen. Okay? This is crazy. 100 episodes. Let's rewind real quick. Okay? Just for a minute. I want to share a little bit behind the scenes story, my story about how this podcast came to be. Because today's episode is as much about you as it is about this creative journey we've taken together, these 4 seasons. I had this idea brewing in my spirit for months and months and even more months. A podcast for the creatives. The writers, the authors, the storytellers, the dreamers. But I hesitated. I hesitated for a really long time. I thought I needed the perfect mic and the perfect mic setup and editing software. And I needed to be in a studio and I needed this and I needed that. And more than anything, I thought, what if I run out of things to say? But let me tell you, when something is meant to be birthed, when it's your thing, your voice, your truth, it doesn't wait on perfection. It doesn't wait for everything to fall into place. It waits on you to say yes. So I said yes. Nervous, imperfect, and without any fancy equipment, I used my phone. I used my earbuds, the mic that was on my earbuds. And I used an app called Anchor. Excuse me. And I showed up. I showed up every week for myself and for you. Because this podcast was never about being perfect. It was about being real. It was about creating a space for creatives who feel like they're too much or not enough. Sometimes that comes in the same breath, right? It was for the writer who works a 9-to-5 job, but dreaming of a book deal. It was for the poet who writes on their lunch break and between meetings. It was for the ones who write the stories inside them that just won't sit still. And now we're 100 episodes in. Here we are, still writing, still building, and still dreaming. And because it wouldn't be a milestone episode without some gems today, right? So I'm going to bring you these 5 habits to stay inspired for the summer so that you can write all summer long and stay with it. Okay, because that's the theme of this episode is staying with it. No, it's not perfect. No, it doesn't have any glitz and glam, but it's consistent and it gets the job done. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So I've got 5 habits for you. The first one is schedule sacred writing time. And when I say sacred, I mean sacred because your writing time is sacred. Sometimes we only get a small amount of time to work on our projects, our stories, our poems, whatever it is we're doing. And the summer can be busy, right? You're getting invited to all the cookouts. There's all these festivals. There's travel. There's taking the kids here and there. There's doing this, doing that. It's a lot. And that's why you need to carve out sacred writing time and protect it at all costs. Maybe it's 30 minutes every morning before the world wakes up, right? Maybe it's Sunday afternoon, you know, after church, you've got no distractions and fix you some lemonade and go out on the back porch. Whatever works for you, schedule it like it's a meeting. Actually write it down in your calendar or in your phone as a reminder. It's like a meeting with your muse because it is, right? Because it is. The second habit is creating an inspo ritual. Inspiration isn't always like this big magic cloud that comes over you and just, you know, it's not. Sometimes it's a slow burn. And what we need to do is create a ritual that invites creativity in. And what I mean by that is maybe you light a candle and you open the blinds, the curtains, you play your favorite playlist, you take a walk before you write. Rituals train your brain. It says, hey, it's time to create. You get your favorite pens, you get your favorite notebooks, or you grab your laptop, you go to your favorite chair. You do a ritual that says, okay, I'm ready to create. This is my time. And it sets the tone for what you're going to be working on. The third habit is to read like a writer. Summer is the time that I love to read because I love being outdoors and I love reading. And so I put the two together. And if it's in the park, if it's sitting outside somewhere, summer is the perfect time for me to just devour books. But don't just read for plot. Read to learn. Pay attention to how your favorite writers are using dialogue, how they structure scenes, how they drop little emotional gut punches, how the rhythm of poetry flows. Let your brilliance sharpen. Let their brilliance sharpen yours, right? So read like a writer. The fourth habit is to join or build a creative circle. A lot of times, you know, we feel that, you know, we're enough, we can do it, we can get through it, but you don't have to do this alone. Writing is a very, you know, lonely journey sometimes. Because we don't need anyone else to write. It's just us. But whether, you know, you have a local writing group or an online group or just a few creative friends, find your people. Find your people. Share prompts. Swap, you know, encouragement and motivation. Hold each other accountable. That's the most important thing. But A hot pen summer, y'all, is better with community. You will go further with community. You will be encouraged, you will be motivated, and you'll be able to offer that to others. So if you can't find a creative circle, then build your own. It doesn't have to be, you know, a major thing. Like I said, it could be just a few of your writer friends or creative friends, and you come together, you know, at a certain time to, even if it's once a week or something like that, just to check in with each other and to hold each other accountable for what you say you're going to work on this summer. The last habit is to set one bold, clear goal. We've been talking about this for the last 2 or 3 weeks, about focusing in on one thing, and set that one clear goal. Don't overwhelm yourself with 1,000 things to do. Just one bold, clear summer writing goal. And like we talked about before, maybe that's finishing a short story or 5 poems or starting your memoir, writing 1 poem a day, whatever it is, commit to it and let that intention guide you through the summer. Those are 5 habits that are strong, but I think are very practical, that you can put into motion now, because blink and it's summertime, right? So the summer is just like this podcast, y'all. This summer is not about perfection. It's about momentum. It's about keeping the pen hot, keeping the heart open, keeping the dream alive, even when it's messy and you'd rather be at the pool. Hey, take your notebook, take your laptop to the pool if that's going to get you through the next chapter of your book or the next poem. So as we wrap up the 100th episode, you guys, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing, commenting, sharing, reaching out to me with your comments, and just being a part of this creative journey. You've made this space what it is. You've reminded me why I started and why I am so glad that I didn't give up and why I didn't continue to procrastinate and look for perfection. You have proven that there's a need for spaces like this. We have to continue to create these spaces for one another. So we are taking a little break for the summer, okay? So I can refill the creative well too, but we'll be back in the fall, all new episodes and a brand new location. Big things coming, trust me. So until then, I want you to write boldly, dream, rest, and remember, your voice matters. Keep that pen hot this summer, and I will see you soon. Take care.